TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
And just tonight, from spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
I think offensively we're definitely growing. We're heading in the right direction. We're obviously not there yet. And a lot of that good and bad is going to fall on the quarterback. That's every team across the league. So that's that. I don't know what else to say.
That's that. That was Bears quarterback Jay Cutler talking about the much improved offense heading into Sunday's matchup with Denver at Soldier Field. Neither Peyton Manning nor linebacker DeMarcus Ware will make the trip to Chicago. As for the Bears, they'll be without Eddie Royal this weekend, and whether they'll have the services of Pernell McPhee, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, or Shea McClellan remains to be seen. All four players are listed as questionable. Center Hronas Grasu looks to be back, though. He's probable for Sunday's game. Blackhawks, meanwhile, will be without both Teuvo Teravainen, who will miss a couple of games with an upper body injury, and Marco Dano, who isn't feeling well when they take on the Flames tonight in Calgary. Scott Darling gets a start and goal. Puck drops on that one at 8. Bulls are in Oakland to take on Steph Curry in unbeaten Golden State. Derrick Rose will not play tonight. He says he's still not 100% after suffering that ankle injury earlier this week, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Aaron Brooks is also out for tonight. Warriors and Bulls tip at 9:30. An NL Cy Young Award winner, Jake Arrieta, stopped by to talk to Spiegel and Goff today. And believe it or not, the Cubs ace says he's still looking to improve on last season.
It's pretty hard for me to be satisfied where I'm at in my career, because I know there's things that I can continue to improve on. Even though I was able to win the Cy Young, I still think there's room to improve.
Cubs are reportedly the favorites to sign pitcher Jeff Samardzija this offseason, according to the Score's Bruce Levine. White Sox announced today they've purchased the contracts of AAA right-handers Brandon Brennan and J.B. Wendelken. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building, something bad's gonna happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It's Friday at 3 o'clock, and that means Olin Krutz joins us now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So we find out from Big Cat Williams that you guys are still working out together? You guys still are gym buddies?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We went to the gym every day. We work out. You gotta keep moving, Dan, or your body is going to shut down on you. So we try to keep moving.
No, I'm an everyday gym guy, too, because I'm older than you are.
It looks like it.
Well, good call. Good call.
Yeah, and all you have to do, and former NFL players don't have to look far to see that one guy that lets himself go, and you don't even recognize him after a while. That's motivation enough.
Go ahead.
We're not in top shape, but we try to keep moving because, you know, we know what we did to our bodies, so. Working out seems to be the best thing for us.
Have you lost a lot? Because I remember seeing Tom Thayer for the first time in years, probably 5 years after he retired, and he was half the guy he used to be. Have you dropped a ton as well?
I pulled down a little weight, but it's a back and forth battle. It depends on what week you ask me. But some weeks, some months, I'm back up to my playing weight, and some months I'm well below it.
Well, you're going to have an opportunity to put on some weight on Sunday because you and the crew are going to be at Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Darien. They dropped off lunch at the studio earlier this week. That's some serious stuff, Olin, so make room for that. A little extra workout I think might be in the offing.
Right on. I'm excited about it. So I'll get on the treadmill a little longer so I can eat as much as I want.
All right, Hronis Grisu is said to be healthy enough to likely be active. So what's the right call here? Do you want to get Dukas off the field, move Slauson back to that position, keep Omame where he is? Or, Slauson looks pretty good. Do you want to mess with it, especially against this defense?
No, I think you keep the same offensive line. I think you go with Slauson, Dukas, and Omame in the middle because I think that the Chicago Bears will be able to run the ball right up the middle on these guys. And I think that's probably a big part of their game plan is establishing that run against their front without DeMarcus Ware and coming downhill at them and making them put an extra guy in the box. And then that just opens everything else up for their whole offense.
I'm glad you said that. Zach Zaidman disagreed. Zach Zaidman said he wanted to decrease the possibility of a Vlad Dukas false start or negative play and move Slauson back to that position, put Grisu where he can get out and try to pull and get to the second level. I don't know that there's necessarily a wrong answer. I guess maybe I'm just a little more conservative.
I won't defer to Zach Zaidman on O-line play. I like those guys in the middle. I worry about Grisu. I was what you call a smaller center, and when you have a neck problem, that can really bug you because you're gonna have to get in there and hit these big guys with your head. And if he has a neck problem and he can't get his head in there and move guys off the ball, the Bears are gonna need that this week to slow down that pass rush. And what is a very, very good secondary, so they're gonna have to keep these guys off balance with their run game. Right up the middle on them, and I think their best chance will be with Dukas, Slauson, and Omame.
Olin, could this be something long term for the Bears with Slauson at center? I mean, he's done a really good job. Everybody on the line seems to love him there, appreciate his calls and his communication. And it comes at a time when you wonder if he was breaking down and maybe not long for this league. But Roberto Garza extended his career by quite a bit doing that. Do you think this could be something long-term?
I think Slauson is doing a really good job, but I don't think it's long-term. I think Grisu is probably their answer long-term, and that's where they're looking. But right now, with the way the team is going and how comfortable Jay looks and how Jay's playing, and with the continuity they have with that offensive line, the way that offense is playing well together, I wouldn't mess with it going into this week's game. I think it's a big game. And I think it's a game the Bears are actually going to win.
Well, we saw that Adam Gase was not intimidated at all by the fearsome Rams front four and went right at him and said, look, we're gonna take it to you, we're going to punch you in the mouth, and we're just going to try to block you because we're not going to let you beat us before this game has even begun. You imagine they'll have the same attitude against a very stout Denver defense?
I think they will. I think they're going to get physical with them up front that'll get Denver off balance a little bit, and they'll have to stick an extra guy in there to stop the run. And I think that's what will open up the pass. But the Bears, their really big advantage is not only their offensive line blocking people, but those two tight ends are a big matchup problem for people. Martellus Bennett does a really, really good job blocking that edge, and so does Zach Miller. So that two tight end set, and maybe this week we'll see some of Gase's three tight end set against his Denver defense and see if they can handle all those big guys up front, because I think that their cornerbacks are very good, and I think Miller and DeMarcus Ware, who's out, are very good too. But I think up the middle, if you can attack them there and make them have to put extra defenders in the box there, and it'll open up other stuff for the Bears offense.
How's Kyle Long doing so far at tackle, and what is he maybe not understanding quite yet?
Kyle's actually made a pretty good transition out to tackle, which is not an easy thing to do for an inside guy. But, you know, it looks to me with Kyle's talent and skill level, it looks to me he can do pretty much anything along the offensive line. And you know, for a guy who doubted, I doubted that move when they did it. That move has really solidified that offensive line and that whole unit. But, you know, just deferring to Big Cat told me, you know, and Big Cat played right tackle, that sometimes it looks like Kyle tries to stay really, really too low, like he's still playing guard, and maybe he can get away from that a little bit on some of his pass pro and stuff like that. But he's doing a nice job. I mean, if the Bears have any problems, it's not Kyle Long.
Why were you skeptical when they first did it?
I was skeptical because Kyle hasn't played a lot of football and hasn't had a lot of success in his football career. And I thought he finally, you know, settled in at right guard, and I thought he was this year going to be recognized as the best right guard in the league. And I thought moving him, you know, I don't know. I didn't know if he could handle that with as little football as he has played. But I also thought that he was a bad pick when Emory took him in the first round. So it shows you how much I know.
Why do you think Tracy Porter is playing so well, a veteran who really wasn't all that that sought after by other NFL teams? The Bears give him a chance. He seems to be doing everything that a Vic Fangio defense lately needs from a corner.
Yeah, Tracy Porter's been a good cornerback for a while. It's just his injuries. You know, his injuries have slowed down his career. But when healthy, he always plays at a high level. And I think I think him getting healthy, getting there, and taking the number one receiver away from Fuller has really been when this defense started to take off. So I actually believe Tracy Porter is the most important player, and he is playing at a high level. And he does what Vic Fangio wants him to do, which is play man coverage really, really well. And he did that for Greg Williams in New Orleans, and he's just, when he's healthy, he is a top flight cornerback in the NFL.
Olin, John Fox wants this game. I mean, despite what anyone will say on both sides about animosity or lack thereof, I'm sure John Fox wants this game. Does it matter to the players at all? Does that come into play in any way, shape, or form?
You obviously, I think everybody knows that John Fox is a player's coach, and they're going to play hard for him, and maybe they know that this game means a little more to him, but I'm sure John Fox is not putting that on his team, but this is a big game for the Bears, no matter what. So they're going to go in here and try to play really hard and try to win this game, no matter who coached there before and who coached here and who coached there. And there's so much movement in the NFL nowadays that I don't think that matters as much anymore.
And with Brock Osweiler making his first career NFL start, what matters more for a defense trying to confuse a young, inexperienced quarterback? Is it pre-snap? Or is it once the play has actually begun? When do you win or lose that battle?
Well, I actually think for Brock Osweiler and the way Kubiak wants to coach, I mean, the defense, if they want to confuse him and win the battle, they're going to have to shut down that run game first, which Denver hasn't been really good at the run anyway all year. But Kubiak's offense probably is a little better with the quarterback under center, which Peyton Manning doesn't do. So I think Osweiler will be under center a little more, which will give him boots and nakeds and stuff. And, Fangio does a nice job hiding his coverages and showing you one thing and out-guessing the coach. Like last week sometimes, the Rams were in in regular and Fangio was in nickel just guessing that they were going to pass or run or in regular, and he does a very good job of that. So, take the run away, give him some pre-snap looks that maybe he hasn't seen anymore, so he doesn't know it's either man or zone, and just try to confuse him that way. But like I said, the most important thing for me would be to shut down that run and try to make him throw the ball to beat you.
Olin, I don't know how much NFL football you've watched since you retired. I don't mean how many games you see in a weekend, but what do you think when you watch the games now in terms of the talent level in the league, in terms of the quality of play compared to maybe when you retired?
You know, I think it's down a little bit, and I think a lot of it is just a new CBA where they can't practice as much as they used to. And, you know, football is about putting your pads on and working on your technique and going full speed against each other, and that's the way you get better. So I think that's what you're seeing a lot, and I think the game is over-officiated, so, you know, that kind of knocks the game down a little bit too. So the product's not as good as it used to be, but, you know, talking to a football junkie, I love football, and I watch it no matter how bad it is. But the product's, you know, it's not what it used to be just because of those, to me, those two things. And the CBA, they can't practice as much, and the game is over-officiated now.
Well, I would add in the prevalence of more Thursday games now because, you know, watching them trying to run at full speed last night, I mean, that was really – that's a tough watch. If you talk about an representative product, that it's just not – you're not seeing what you'll want to see because they're not recovered on Thursday.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The game – you can see that game speed on Thursday is not what it should be, you know, but – you know, as long as the NFL is making money off of that game, you'll keep seeing that game on Thursday.
Do you have any idea what a catch is? Because I have no earthly clue. I mean, truly, a college pros, I have no idea. I don't know what a catch is. I don't know what the replay is going to say. I have no idea. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I don't know, I don't know where you're supposed to hit the quarterback, and I don't know where you're supposed to hit a receiver, and what's an illegal hit, and what's a crackback block, and all that kind of stuff. So, but these are all rules that, you know, guys make up that sit in a room in New York, and they have all these committees for these guys. So they make up these rules, and then they put it on the officials to make these calls. And the officials might have the toughest job in the NFL nowadays trying to officiate these games with all these new rules.
You know, you mentioned that crackback block. It's something that I had on my list to talk to Dan Durkin about when he joins us at 5 for the X's and O talk, is that when you talk about the Gary Kubiak offense, that is either a crackback or a peelback, however Alex Gibbs used to coach some of those stretch plays, that the guy on the end would always turn around and just try to bury a defender's foot. I mean, you had so many, you know, broken feet and broken ankles and all that stuff, and they can't do it anymore, but it's still, in some way, you always see a guy come back down the line looking for somebody with his head turned, and I don't know if they just think it's not going to get called, but teams are still doing it as part of that particular blocking scheme.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they try to cut down the backside and they make that one cut and come out the back door. So that is a big part of their scheme. And, you know, like I said, the refs have a hard time what is legal and what is illegal. And the guy's got to be looking at him. Like, you know, it's just how do you see it, you know, unless you have the TV like we do in slow motion, how do you see it in real speed if that is a legal block or an illegal block? You know, I wouldn't know.
Olin, thank you, and have fun at Chuck's Southern Comforts as part of the post-game show on Sunday.
We will, guys. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Olin Kreutz, the former Bears great who joins us, and they're great after games, by the way. Big Cat, Olin Kreutz, Hub Arkish. The pregame show is also going to be there with Patrick Manley and Hub and Dan Pompey. And if you haven't been to Chuck's, man, their food is righteous. That's outstanding.
So there's a guy who played football probably for 25 years, between high school and college and the pros and who knows how many other years. He has no idea what a catch is. He has no idea how you hit a receiver, how you're allowed to hit a receiver, how you're allowed to hit a running back, how you're allowed to block. He watches the game. He doesn't know. He has no idea. How are the refs calling this?
That's Barry Rosner in for Terry Boris. If you're just joining us, so the little news today in that Derrick Rose is not going to play because he's not 100%. And he says when he's not 100%, he overthinks and he overcompensates. So he's a no-go. We got the second half at 3:30. We've got Dan Durkin, and we're off a little bit early today. And also, Mark Kissel is going to join us at 4 o'clock. He had great stuff, wrote a column about the departure of John Fox from Denver that introduced some new ideas in that he thinks that Fox kind of planted the seed and bailed rather than it being things coming to a head with John Elway.
So sounded like he quit. Sounded like he quit on that team.
We will talk to him about that at 4 on The Score.
Bears fans. Up next, the 4-5 Bears face John Fox's old team, the Denver Broncos. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Stop calling Jacksonville and Tennessee a couple of losers, because if you're doing that, I'm just going to call you a liar. Everybody who says that they didn't watch that game last night, oh, yes, you did. You always do. Sounds like one of those hypotheticals, like sports fans say, you always do. It sounds like a hypothetical, like sports fans are so obsessed with the Shield, they'll watch anything. They'd watch, oh, I don't know, a 19-13 Jaguar-Titans game. Well, you did. And if you didn't watch that game, why were Bortles and Mariota and Mustard all trending on Twitter last night? Because you were all watching those two quarterbacks look like lab rats, because the Jags were rocking the mustard chic. It's almost like the Thursday Nighter is now just daring us not to watch. Couple of bad teams with terrible uniforms, and you still took the bait, just like you will next Thursday and every Thursday thereafter. I'm Jim Rome.
Chicago, it's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Calgary at 8 and takes the court against Golden State at 9:30. Game day is done right at Buffalo Wild Wings with specialty food items like the Hickory pulled pork sandwich topped with honey barbecue or street tacos with garlic tossed chicken. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow, only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Friends, January 4th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
The Boards and Bernstein Show with Barry Rosner sitting in for Terry today. Terry plans to be back for Bears Monday, which may be a Bears victory Monday, although it's a taller order, I think. As intimidated as I was by the Rams, even with Brock Osweiler playing and DeMarcus Ware out, this is a serious football team. This is real. It's not just, oh, things are going great for the Bears, therefore things will keep going great for them.
I don't want to say that there's an irrational exuberance. I don't think that we've reached that level quite yet, but things really have turned. And you kind of look around and go, okay, what is the big difference? What's the, since they were 2-5.
Go ahead, quote Alan Greenspan. Go ahead and invoke it.
I don't think that we're quite there. We're a win away from that. We are one win away from that.
We're a win away from rational exuberance. At this point,
I'm not even sure that would be rational.
5-5 in this NFC?
But look, only for this reason. I think we are here for the following reasons. These are just some of the factors. The league is horrendous, okay?
Bad ball.
Football is horrible.
Yes.
The NFL is horrible. You don't have to be...
It doesn't matter, though.
You don't have to be good to have a good record in this league.
Or
so,
very, very high television ratings.
No. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, people think the league's going away. Just check.
Oh, no.
They
can do whatever they want. They can be completely unwatchable, completely insufferable, and completely immoral, and it doesn't matter.
And they're all of the above, yes, most of the time.
Yep.
And Roger Goodell makes no apologies for
correct
it because he's collecting $44 million with those ratings.
Unethical, and he will immoral, unwatchable, and devastatingly violent, horrible for you. It doesn't matter.
I think you've named all the food groups. That's
and when does the game start? I'll be sitting there.
Exactly. Well, because they have the one thing that no other sport can claim, and that's gamblers who need those games. They absolutely have to have them.
In whatever form they may be perpetrated upon you.
Correct. Including so-called daily fantasy. But... the game is awful. The game is truly awful. So you don't have to be very good. I talked a few weeks ago about having, especially on defense, you've got to have one impact player at every level. I believe that's the formula. If you look around at some of the really good teams, or so-called really good teams, they have at least one impact player, one playmaker at every level. I'm now recalculating and not certain that you even have to have that. So what the Bears have done is from 2-5, and over the course of that 2-5 as well, they have taken a bunch of guys who were bad, replace them with just guys. They haven't replaced them with
guys
stars.
Who aren't as bad.
They've replaced them with guys who merely aren't as bad, but can follow directions. That's what they do. Bryce Callahan follows directions.
He's still not interesting, however.
No, he's not interested.
I do like the fact that he's only playing nickel because he asked.
I love that. I love that he went to a coach. He looked around the field and said, man, these guys suck. I could do that. Let me try that. Can I try nickel? And the coach said, well, you're right. They all do suck. Go ahead.
And
now what do we have? We finally got Sherrick McManus off the field.
That's like in college when we were trundling up to a senior year. This is a small class. It was a class in Lord Byron. And it was this old
Lord Byron. I want the right to bet Lord Byron. That's a line from Let It Ride. Never mind.
You're
not a horse racing guy.
And I didn't like that movie very much.
Great movie.
No, it's not a great
movie.
It's a great movie.
A great movie.
And there's no air conditioning. And we go up there and we're just in the professors, like 10 of us in this class. And we're like, Dr. Glechter, can we have class outside today? And he's like, what? You want to do what? Can we have class outside today? It's so nice out, and it's all hot. He's like, when he looks at us, and then he looks outside and goes, well, I thought that's a splendid idea. Well, we're all going to go and sit outside and have class.
almost as good as making him think it was his idea.
Right, and you know why? Because he could smoke. That's what he realized. And most professors did smoke in class. Because this was Durham, North Carolina in 1991, but he was courteous enough not to. Other professors didn't care.
Yeah, back then, people smoked everywhere. It didn't.
Oh, but in North Carolina, I mean, you should see what would happen at halftime of Duke basketball games. Just clouds and clouds of smoke.
They were giving away cartons at the door. Yes. Free carton of cigarettes for everybody.
Well, you'd walk some days there and in Winston-Salem, where the manufacturers all were, you'd smell tobacco. You would smell just in the air being processed, depending on which way the wind was blowing. It's like the Blommer Chocolate Factory in Chicago, except it doesn't smell as good.
It's a shame they weren't growing something else in those forests.
Well, I knew where to get it. I mean, I don't doubt that. It wasn't a problem.
I'm just saying, if it's going to be in the air and you're going to smell
it's all a problem.
Well, it will.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears injury report is out for Sunday's game against the Broncos at Soldier Field. Alshon Jeffrey did not take part in today's practice. He's questionable for Sunday with both a shoulder and a groin injury. Matt Forte and Pernell McPhee were limited at practice today. They're also questionable. Eddie Royal is out. Aronis Grassou is probable. Bears and Broncos kick off Sunday at noon. Bears are encouraging fans to arrive early due to heightened security measures. Blackhawks will take on Calgary on the road tonight. They'll do it without Teuvo Teravainen. He's out for a couple of games with an upper body injury, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. Scott Darling gets a start in goal tonight. Marco Dano out with an illness. Puck drops on that one at 8. Bulls are also in action tonight. They'll take on 13-0 Golden State out in Oakland. Derrick Rose will not play. Aaron Brooks also out. That one tips at 9:30. Chicago Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant and teammates Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber were named Friday to the Topps All-Star Rookie Team. And back to the NFL, where the new Lions president Rod Wood opened his press conference today by saying, quote, I would probably say that I'm not qualified to run any other NFL team, but I think I'm qualified to run this one. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And hey, sports fans, listen to 670 The Score for your chance to win VIP tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular November 20th through the 22nd. Visit fanaticshows.com for more info. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
The second half is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
We're ready for the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Well, a lot of stuff in the first half of the show as we talked Bears with Olin Kreutz. We talked White Sox with Scott Merkin. Yeah, that was a thing there. I missed half of that, Barry. That was your guy.
That's
I want to know
the,
about what
that's
that
the
little
guy.
Interaction right there. That was
right
him.
There. Yeah,
we properly profiled, I think. And
on the list of five things, yeah, that he's was got it. Four
he's
of them already.
Checked four boxes there. So Derrick Rose taking himself out of tonight's game because he's not 100%. And he says if he's not 100%, he tends to overthink and overcompensate. And God forbid that happens. What else do we talk about? Anything? No. Barry's gone. Forget it.
New York Daily News reported today that the Cubs and Yankees have discussed a Brett Gardner for Starlin Castro deal.
And then shut down, other writers saying not happening.
You know, I suppose there's some, if you were throwing names up against the wall, I suppose there's some logic to that.
You need a leadoff guy.
Yeah, leadoff guy. You need a center fielder. He's not a very good on-base guy, but he fills a need. Money-wise, he's about a $12 million a year guy, and he's 32. I don't know that... I can't see the Cubs really having any great interest in him unless there was something else coming their way in that deal. Because I think Castro has value right now. I mean, the Cubs would be fine keeping Castro at this point and playing him, but I think they also know that they could maximize his value right now, and if there's a time you're going to move him, this is it. I don't think that's the deal, though.
Yeah, Brett Gardner was a 2.6 F-War player last year, FYI. Incredible story out of Detroit, and you heard that quote that Julie gave us in the update about their new president or GM saying that he's not qualified to run most NFL franchises, but he's qualified to run that one. That's a hell of a start. But check this out. This is CBS Radio Detroit 97.1, The Ticket. Mike Valenti, who is the major sports radio voice there. He said, it is absolutely true, 100% of it, he said, about allegations the Lions severed their relationship with 97.1 because they didn't like his criticism of the team. Valenti said that Bill Keenest, communications VP with the Lions, used to try to reach him during every segment of his show to control the messages he was sending out about the team. And if he somehow had the ability to get a hold of me, I would hang up, Valenti said. They didn't like the things he was saying, Valenti said, about the Lions and their PR team, so they retaliated against the station. Valenti said, this is an organization that has consistently made our lives miserable at this station. This is a petty, juvenile, nasty organization. He said, I'll own it. Fine by me. This is an organization that's tried to go after me for a decade. The Lions aren't here because of me. That's that. There are people in this organization that are bad people. Then his agent, Mort Meisner, told local media outlets the issue was the Lions wanted Valenti to be fired in order for them to continue the partnership with the station. CBS didn't budge, and the Lions walked.
Wow.
Good job, CBS.
Imagine that. Imagine that, a sports team trying to get a sports writer or a sports radio host or a broadcaster or a TV guy taken off the job because they didn't like what was being written.
Or said... broadcast.
Or said,
how about winning? How about winning? And then not worrying about what people say about you.
That's pathetic.
Pathetic, and good job by CBS Radio.
By midnight tonight, all major league teams have to make sure that their Rule 5 eligible players are placed on the 40-man roster. Today, the White Sox added Brandon Brennan to their 40-man, but you have to do it by midnight tonight or else the players who fit the criteria, and I won't read them all to you. It's, you know, so many years after you've been drafted in a certain age and all that. But these are the players who are eligible to be Rule 5 guys on the Cubs, in the Cubs system, if they're not placed on the 40-man. They are, among others, Pierce Johnson, Wilson Contreras, Daniel Vogelbach, Corey Black, Jaimer Candelario, and Dory Torres. Certainly Contreras will be added.
There's no question they love him.
You got to think Vogelbach might, because they think he may have value still, although
he's
not
an American League player. He's
now,
a DH.
Candelario, who has had up and down years, may be the MVP of the AFL. And if that's been announced today, forgive me for not knowing. But supposedly he had a terrific Arizona Fall League.
Well, is Pierce Johnson then a guy you would look to trade?
In any case... that deadline is midnight tonight. If you're not put on the 40-man players, so I'm not going to read all the rules to you, but those are your Rule 5 eligible guys.
Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated is following the ongoing drama in Sacramento very closely with a basketball team that's apparently being run by zoo animals because they don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it.
If you could choose a zoo animal to run your team, which zoo animal would it be?
It would be the bonobos. Because they would.
I know you like the bonobos.
Well,
but
I don't.
But you like them for all the wrong reasons.
I was intrigued by them because they wouldn't stop humping each other, and it was indiscriminate humping of male female, male male, female female, and it's all they did all day. And I guess if you can, why not?
Does that? Well, of course, certainly.
You might as well. You're in a zoo. You're not getting out anytime soon.
I mean, what do you got to live for, really?
Might as well do that. They know how to spend their time.
But how does that qualify you to run a basketball team?
Okay, I'm going to explain. Because the Sacramento Kings, and I'm going to watch this until I think that I can't engineer a DeMarcus Boogie Cousins deal that brings him to Chicago. Until I know I can't, I'm going to keep watching this very closely. But here's some tweets from Chris Mannix. He says, Sacramento has to know that if they fire George Karl, it's anarchy. Peak dysfunction, hard for Vlade and perhaps Ranadeev, that's the primary owner, Vivek Ranadeev, to survive it. Make no mistake, members of King's minority ownership are livid at how Vivek is operating. Little recourse for removal, but they could try. Lost in this mess is the fact that George Karl is a terrific coach. Argumentative, old school, but maybe give George Karl a chance to figure this out. There's still something's got to give there. We just don't know what it is yet, and until I know that the window's completely closed on somehow getting DeMarcus Cousins into a Bulls uniform, I'm going to keep watching closely.
In the 11 years that Alex Ovechkin has been in the league, he has 138 more goals than anyone closest to him. Last night, he became the highest-scoring Russian of all time, by the way, with 484 goals. These are your career leaders by country, Dan Bernstein.
All right.
I know you're an NHL. I know you're an NHL guy. Wayne Gretzky, of course, Canada.
I would have gotten that one.
894. The Czech Republic.
That would be is Jagr?
Correct.
Okay.
With 729. Finland.
Ooh.
You know this one.
I do.
It's obvious, really obvious. The Finnish Flash, Teemu Selanne.
Oh, okay.
With 684. Matt,
I didn't know he had that many.
Matt Sundin, Sweden, 564. Mike Modano, U.S., 561. And Alex Ovechkin, probably going to go down as
so. Modano is more than Brett Hull.
No, okay. not even close. But
Brett Hull's Canadian.
Well, he was born in Canada, became a U.S. citizen, and that's how he got to play on the U.S. teams.
Okay.
And Ovechkin at 484, highest scoring Russian of all time, probably go down as, well, at least the greatest Russian hockey player who ever played his entire career here.
Okay, but is it literally Russian, or are they including old Soviet, maybe if you were in an SSR, is that considered Russian too? I don't know who else would be even close or how they would limit that. It's got to be actual Mother Russia.
Yeah, I can't think of Ukrainian or Belarusian or Latvian or anyone like that.
Okay.
Nothing comes to mind. I'm pretty sure you'd be pretty safe saying Russian.
I just wonder what some other countries are. Is Hossa would be the highest ever Slovakian,
He's
right?
Slovakian, but I think he was I could be wrong. No, he had to have been born in Czechoslovakia because that was 1991. Or 1990.
Okay.
So he had to have been born in Czechoslovakia, but he's Slovakian now.
It's Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin.
It actually was easier than going into Wisconsin.
That's the second half. We do it every day around this time and then ask you what you think. 312-644-6767 is our number. 4 o'clock. Mark Kisla with, I hope, the real backstory on John Fox and the Broncos. And why there are some people in Denver that think he really quit on them first. That's coming up on The Score.
ritual always start with a Scores football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an LG front load or Samsung top load washer. Your choice for just $499. You save up to $300. Let's keep the holidays from piling up with a washer you can rely on all season long. However you build cheer, give your laundry an upgrade. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
3:48 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, The Boards and Bernstein Show. Barry Rosner, kind enough to sit in today in downtown Downers Grove, a lovely place. It's our first time here at another round, and there are many here taking the establishment up on its namesake offer. The ice-cold Bud Light is there for you. And by the way, the snow is arriving. So do drive carefully. I'm not sure if any workplaces are allowing people to leave perhaps a little bit early. If you are a manager of a small business and maybe you want to score some points with some folks, you might want to give some people a heads up on any commute, which could certainly turn ugly.
And look who's here. He's been sitting at the bar, and now he's come over to talk to us. It's very excited weatherman.
Okay. Well, very excited.
How you doing, Dan?
We're doing well.
This is great. This is very exciting. I'll tell you what, the ice bars are packed so tight right now, and you've got it's really unusual this time of year. It's not unheard of. You know, in 1895, I think it was 12 inches. 12 inches of snow around this time in 1895.
Can you let people know, perhaps let our listeners know, importantly, what any safety concerns would be in this snow?
You know, I have, Dan, I have friends in Fairbanks, and, you know, I go up there every year. It's so much fun. And it's great because
where's the storm? Let's keep.
So
this,
you know,
simple.
We got all this. We have all this Pacific moisture, which dumped a lot of snow out in the Rockies, and it's very exciting because this time of year you don't. I mean, it's not unheard of, but you don't normally get it.
Okay.
And now you have.
I'm really concerned about.
Yes, Dan.
And all our listeners are concerned about is what's happening now that affects their lives.
So. What we have, you have all this Gulf moisture.
I'm not going to get it.
And you have, Dan,
get him out of here.
I got rid of him. You can't get, no, it's here. Let me tell you, it's exciting because you have a lot of Gulf moisture and you have all this Pacific moisture. And then you have the winds off Lake Michigan.
They got enough
and
moisture.
It's so much, you have this all happening at once. And it's an exciting storm for a weatherman.
Yeah, it might be. But what are we talking about as far as what people should be prepared for in different areas around the city tonight and tomorrow?
When I was in Fermilab at last summer, and we were doing we were doing our tornado seminar, and I was speaking to all the kids at Fermilab, and we talked about tornadoes and how dangerous they can be. And I took his mic away.
Yeah, thank
Dan.
You.
I don't
you, Barry.
Know why.
Yeah, just if he comes back later, just do that again.
What we really need is security. We really should have security.
That's a great idea. is a Derrick Rose thought that's been shared here, because Derrick Rose has decided that he's not going to play tonight because he's not 100%, and that means he's overthinking. We can't have that. No. We can't have him overthinking, because, you know, it's a problem for him. He just thinks too much.
So is he sitting at his locker trying to figure it out right now? Where is he, in his hotel room? What's he doing as he's trying to figure this out?
So this is from Jamie, who says, when Rose talks about his financial future, are the people who advise him so good that they've made him believe the teams are out there just waiting to get their hands on him? I find it hard to believe that he hits the bench every time he gets the smallest ache or pain because he feels he's in high demand and has to conserve himself for free agency for another max contract. Well, that seems to be what this is. And he said that. I don't know what he thinks he's going to get or what people are telling him he's going to get, but there's no max contract waiting for whatever he is now.
No.
That's not what max contract players look like. And God, just looking at him with his plastic mask and his neoprene knee sleeves, and he looks like end of career Jabbar. You know, it's after he's 27 or whatever he is.
No, he's 100 in NBA years. I mean, and he walks, he's got that Kobe walk already. Like Kobe after Kobe with all those thousands and thousands of miles on him.
Yeah, I want to see. Do you know Brandon Armstrong, the guy on Twitter that impersonates the NBA players? Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, I have. I've seen those videos.
It's at B.A.5 or something, and he's a star.
Terrific.
He does, you know, it's called the B-likes. James Harden B-like, Kobe Bryant B-like.
His Kobe is outstanding.
Oh, he's got to do Derek. He could. He's never done Derek. I was going to ask him via Twitter because
a wheelchair?
Something. He could do it, though, because there are aspects of Rose's game that he could easily impersonate, and body language things and all that. I would love to see it. But my kid was in the basement, the basketball net in the basement, and I hear him. He's like James Harden B-like, and then he's doing it, and then he's doing the whole Kevin Garnett act where he's got his head against the basket standard screaming just random self motivational trash talk. So it's gotten to the point where he's impersonating an impersonator of NBA players, and it's abstracted a level. Mark Kistler of the Denver Post has strong thoughts about John Fox, and he will share them momentarily on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.com.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love.
The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have